Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
Okay.
Oh, one body.
Okay. So we're gonna wait for two of them to finish getting to a save points. Tyler, so
what's that?
One of them, Alec.
Oh, I'm sorry that I'm finishing my level.
Alright, so where we had last left these incredibly late rogues.
Hey, that's rogues are rogues, right?
I hope they are. Alright, you've got 5 minutes before the entire system locks out. Are you sure we can't wait for 6 minutes?
Guys, I need to go to the potty.
Into poop. Poop before the mission! Anyway. So, you guys had been assigned by the wonderful and skilled guildmaster that you guys are going to go rob the Wizard College for the Chalice of Almon.
Do you know anything about that?
That would be a knowledge, religion, or arcane check.
Or bard.
Or bardic knowledge. Because with an impressive title like The Chalice of Armon, it had better have a story.
So, Tyler, I think you get 3 checks, is this?
What are you looking for?
I got 19 arcana.
19? Alright.
I think you did.
You know some of the rumors surrounding it. You don't actually know the solid story behind it. Supposedly, it's a simple copper chalice that is capable, that was basically blessed by a saint from Alemannia of the Five, and it supposedly has curative powers that can cure anything.
I don't think you have dice.
Ooh!
If I have 5 attacks.
That's cool.
Thank you.
That's the story behind it.
22 on bardic.
That's about the same story. The world is in a pleasant mood.
Wait. No. That's it was a 28.
Okay, well, no.
What?
No. One knowledge check.
It's five. Okay. Or there's a booty bag.
I would have made my higher one, though.
That, yeah. Okay.
26.
That is peanut butter cake.
Basically, that's sexy.
Yeah.
The next DC is at 30. You can know a little about Almon if you would like.
Andre? Benny's.
Sure, why not?
Almon was the patron saint of Palor after the founder known as Sequin. He was a goblin.
Big surprise. By the way, the bennies are right next to you, Tyler.
Oh. Oh.
Those are the shiny, pretty ones, but they're really
cool.
Yeah.
And he, of course, was the one who actually established the church. And, of course, he was also the one who self-proclaimed himself to be the Saint of Halo.
Well, second one would be very easy anyways.
And so didn't second basically do the same thing?
No.
I'm a cleric of Halo!
Who? And then, Alec, have you got yours yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get 6. Oh, I get 0.
Yep. Alright, Alec has double, so that gives me 12 today. And it's all going to be used on re-rolling notice checks.
39. Okay. I'm in the bathroom and starting to food.
Okay.
So, the person who knows about the college of...
I just told you about that.
You told us about the chalice. We need your connections in the college. He doesn't like us.
Especially
in what are we going to do together? Hey, Galatha, we're going to rob from you. How do we do this? Yeah, Galatha might be like, actually, I'd be intrigued to see if you can.
I think that would be a bad idea, tipping the mages off.
We do want to use Galatha to help us.
Yes.
Without her knowing.
And maybe with her knowing. It depends on if
she cares.
Yes.
I don't want to test
in all honesty, I don't think she would care too greatly, depending on...
Well, it's the too greatly part that worries me, because she might care enough that if somebody asks her, oh yeah, I heard something about that.
The thing is, it would have to be C to go talk to her, not one of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially not me. Yeah. We just end up punching each other.
Is there some kind of a... item that we can get that will absolutely prevent them from scrying on us?
I have non-detection on myself.
How much would an item of that cost?
Ring of non-detection. It's actually in the DMG.
Well, why doesn't she like you?
Because we've gotten you killed on several occasions. Or on a,
I also beat the crap out of her
so
once before.
I got it.
Yes, exactly.
Actually, she and I aren't on bad terms. We just never talk to each other.
She doesn't seem too pissed at me all the time.
You know what?
I should go talk to Galatha.
I don't think I've really talked to her.
Hey, see, does Galatha like wine?
She doesn't
booze?
Know what I'm saying.
What?
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Melody magic.
Oh wait, no, she's read my mind before.
Has she?
Yes, because I went to go talk to Sephiria. Sephiria was in her room,
amulet
and she talked
proof
to me
against
through
detection
my
and location.
And it is
35,000 gold.
Whole Billy.
What? You thought it was going to be cheap?
Your lifestyle won't cover it.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, you're going to be the one to go talk to her?
No.
She was thinking about it.
You know what? I met my wife and invited her over for dinner.
Don't go to that.
Why?
Don't agree to that.
None of you know anything about my wife.
So?
Your wife will, of course, send off a message, and she informs you that there's still an individual you need to locate for her.
You haven't told me anything about it. I'm sorry. If you want to find some random person... Just random person.
That might work.
But no, she hasn't told me who it is, so...
His name is Kalorn Kilbacher.
Goblin?
No, human.
Mm. Any particular things about him?
Located in silver, ripe for the picking.
And how should that be taken?
I'm going to steal his soul.
Well, more like make a deal for it. And it's not stealing if you're dealing.
The thing she does is stealing. Anyway! That shouldn't be hard at all to find him. With a name
oh, yes.
District.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give me, you know, 3 gather information checks. It's fairly easy.
Is it DC any different?
No.
No.
Okay, with gold I get +2 in copper, right?
In silver,
in
yes.
Silver. Yeah.
Okay. So let me roll the 3d6.
The lowest I can get to make that would be a 5.
Well, okay. That costs you 12 gold. She will, you of course locate his house. He's a journeyman blacksmith, just about to go for his master's test.
You make a deal. You will succeed if you.
And you will make.
I'll invite him. Well, do I just need to find him, or
you just need to find him? The rest is all she needs to do.
Will be soul stealing.
I find him.
God damn it!
Thank you, honey. You can go home now. I recommend it.
Oh, I'm kind of intrigued.
Oh, you want to watch me work then?
Yeah, sure, why not? I got nothing else to do today.
Alright, she'll of course knock on the door, and walking up is a fairly friendly, fresh-looking young man. Maybe in his early 20s. And he goes, hello? And she goes, hello. I believe that you sent for us. Kind of like,
by the way, I'm in disguise with my hat.
Okay. Yes, you did. May we come in? Sure. You, of course, walk into the living room. And the door is closed, and she kind of sits down, and she says, so I heard you were coming up on your master's test. Yes. It came to me through the grapevine that you were, of course, interested in making sure that you'd be able to do well on this test. Well, yeah, you know, I think that a blacksmith of my talent would do some good in society. Of course you would. I bet you'd help dozens of people. Oh, thank you, ma'am. So, I'm just here because I heard from a friend of a friend.
Double friend.
That you were interested in getting some extra assurance. What do you mean by that? Well, I have certain connections within the guild, of course, and a few other ones, that would make sure that you pass your master's test. And all you'd need to do is sign this contract. Oh! Really? You'd be willing to do that for me? Of course, honey. For you, anything. Who's that guy? This is my bodyguard. Say hello, Dick.
I'm also the assistant.
Oh, hi, Dick. So, here it is. Overlook it. It basically says that you will guarantee to pass your master's test. It's just that you will have a certain terms and service. You'll have to do a few things for us. And after about 10 years of you working on your own, you'll enter gainful employment with us. We will, of course, pay you top dollar for your works. And he's kind of looking it over. And he does the wonderful thing. He just kind of flips through the contract. Yup, okay, this all looks good. Please, sign on the dotted line.
I give him a pen.
And there. And I'm sorry, I know this is kind of creepy, but we're going to need a pinprick of your blood. We have a mage who has to do weird things. Okay. Ew. Right there. He's a journeyman blacksmith.
If you're afraid of a prick as a blacksmith, you're...
Well, thank you, and good luck on your test tomorrow.
You are really not very bright.
So I'm gonna walk out. Is it that easy all the time?
Oh, New Hope is so easy.
Holy cow.
Well, other places, they're paranoid about stealing people taking their souls. Here, they don't even care.
I mean, he's just an idiot, or is that... Or he's just that stupid.
There are a lot of people who want to do things for the greater good. And remember, the greater good always requires sacrifices. So dinner, honey?
Speaking of which, yeah, I'm kind of hungry. I'm thinking maybe newborn.
Do they sell that around here?
No! Come on. I summoned this on you just for saying that.
Rawr.
I agree to go ditch.
Okay. So, who is going to go talk with Galatha? Or are you guys going to attempt to do this without a mage?
Hey, she's already invited to dinner.
Nah.
She will decline.
Oh. Why?
She doesn't.
Look, honestly, I don't think this is gonna happen unless we have Tyler talk to her.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea to have anyone talk to her.
Your opinion has been heard and ignored.
Yes, I realize that.
What, you're talking?
Your opinion has been denied. Sorry. Please resubmit in 30 days for a redenial.
Yes, right. Tyler?
I have to do something?
Yes, no. How dare you cook?
How dare I?
Run this meat. You know you know how to do it. I'll do this part.
What? And flip off Steven because you missed Tyler.
The first time I browned some meat here, I forgot to defrost it, so I almost burnt it.
Alright, I'll go talk to Galatha and go back to cooking.
Alright, so you go over to your usual nightclub and she's like, oh, good to see you, see, and you're alive this time.
Yes, quite so.
I got a letter from a Dick Tracy and I for dinner, and I've said no, I don't even know who he is.
He's one of my associates.
Oh, that wasn't from you, was it?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know what he wanted.
So how you doing, Sparkleby?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pure sweet dinner.
Kinda good. Moderately good. But that's just hush hush.
Okay. Sure, hush hush.
Yeah.
We're here in a nightclub, it's not like people are gonna hear us here.
It's gonna be hard.
Hitting something big? A bang?
Bigger.
Oh! Platinum House?
Equal but different?
I don't know. I think it might be equal or greater.
A necro?
No. You don't steal any necros, they just die.
It's plunder. Not stealing.
Yeah, it's
not stealing. We murder you and take it. Wait, that came out wrong. We come in, we break into your house, kill you, and take your stuff because you're there.
Nope, it's in the Mage's Guild.
Ooh, that's gonna be fun.
Uh-huh.
So, what are you stealing? Some lab equipment?
No, it's something from the vault.
Ooh, someone's aiming high.
The Guildmaster finally returned after 10 years of being in jail.
Oh, wow. Must be a pretty bad Guildmaster to be in jail.
I think he was in, like, a cell in a platinum house because he felt like it.
Oh, so an administrator.
Something like a... he felt like a break, so he got himself locked in a cell.
And no one took over after 10 years?
I kept preventing it.
Okay.
But yeah, we're gonna need.
So let me get this straight. You want me to help you break into the college?
Uh-huh.
The vault, one of the areas with the most powerful and dangerous items that New Hope knows of.
Yes. That's why I mention it, because otherwise there's be no way in hell my little itty bitty position as a lab assistant's gonna help me out here.
Yeah. Okay. I, of course, can't help you directly, and of course, anytime
that... I'm not asking you to help me directly.
Okay.
I'm not even asking you. I'm just telling you about this.
Oh, okay. Then, you know, there was this one time where I overheard... Well, there's an easy way to get in, and then there's a hard way to get in.
What's hard?
Easy. Easy okay. Probably better. It'd be less chance of me dying again.
There are basically three locks to the vault door. And that's just the first part of it. One of the locks is with the professor of illusion magic. He's a gnome. Professor Sparkle Eyes. You may want to write that down, someone.
Sounds gay.
I'm sorry, you have my character sheet.
I'm gonna write this stuff down. I don't have any extra paper.
Yeah, pencil. Okay.
I'm hopping in out of the kitchen. You might not want me to write it down.
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. At least he's not Sparkle Skid.
Sparkle Pyre!
I hate that series.
as we just alienated none of our listeners.
Hey, any listeners who like that disgusting travesty of a show?
Is that a
you
show?
Too.
Is that a
you mean
show?
Twilight?
Showing. I'm a show. Movies or shows?
No, that's
the Twilight
like,
series.
That's like
Eve.
An old person way of saying movies.
But it's still correct.
No.
Oh!
I'm the oldest person here besides her.
It's true.
That's, yeah.
Oh!
I'm talking like, that's like 50s way to say it. Neither of you.
All right,
alive.
So Professor Sparkleyes has the key on his key ring.
All right, who's writing this down?
She is, but I'm stealing a pencil.
Okay, so we need key range for him?
On his, never mind.
On his key ring. The second key is with the head of security. Grungan Mithril Axe.
He's a dwarf in a mage's college?
Yes.
What kind of dwarf?
He's an occult slayer. He specializes in killing mages.
Oh. He's a Templar, huh?
Except there's no religion involved. And the final key is kept right next to the vault door on the golem that guards it.
I'm assuming if you try to take it, it's going to smash someone.
Yes. Those are the three things to get into the vault. Now, the next problem is getting to the vault. The vault is in an extra-dimensional space.
Sweet!
Okay, so that... We have to get rid of a few things.
Is this the kind of extra-dimensional space that explodes if you have bad holding?
You know, when I was a student there, I actually heard a rumor about that. They found the person's shoe.
And we could, like, trick the golem and walk inside of the night. But anyways, yes. No bags holding.
Okay.
From what I hear, now mind you, this is all rumor, because I definitely don't have high enough pay grade to actually get into the vault either. But this is all rumor and hearsay and from one of my mini boy toys at the college.
What?
You had a concerned look on your face when you sprayed yourself. You're like...
I made my tooth really numb. I was like... What the...
The entrance to it is in one of the labs, hidden in plain sight. Now, I don't quite know what that means.
It's a little...
It's a little cryptic.
I put it...
But...
The what in plain sight?
The entrance to the portal.
Okay.
You're writing
I put it on more.
I forgot most of it. I told you to write this stuff down.
I put it on the one track.
Okay.
Meets all ground.
Did you check in the middle of chopping it up?
No, I never would do that. I've never cooked before in my life.
I don't know. I'll just take it from experience over here.
Alex was raised on mama's cooking.
Okay.
Good cooking. But mama's cooking.
I was raised on daddy's cooking, and then my cooking, and then mama's cooking in the kitchen. Mama cooked the little spicy things, and we cooked the meat.
We had to cook. It's just how it worked. Anyways!
Work, slave!
Well, for my time in high school, it was more like, okay, I'm hungry, what's in the fridge? Can you see what you eat?
I think that happened to most people. Nobody.
I know you're going to have to find some special way. It's not a traditional magic door, if you will. Then once you're in the vault, they've of course got a series of traps and summoned creatures.
I'm certain Ricardo can deal with them. Although,
one part anyway.
Is there a way to do this without knowing people did it?
Now, here's the thing. If you set off three traps total, now this is what Boy Toy told me, the entire place is shut down, if you will.
Shut.
And you're kicked back out, and you have to take in the hard way. So try to avoid setting off any traps.
What's the hard way in case that happens?
Well, years ago, we had a Dugrum dwarf who was a master at making golems. Mm-hmm. He made, you know, basically little control rods so he could order them about without having to actually talk to them, because that would eventually get annoying. And, he, you know, we sell off golems. We sell off a whole bunch of magic items, as I'm sure you people have noticed.
Yeah.
Well, he went missing. We don't know where. There's, of course, rumors that he locked himself away or that he killed himself and became a golem or something like that. But he took all the rods with him. And the last order that he gave them was kill anyone who walks in this room. Now, this was in his... The way to get to the vault is through his storage facility. Rumor has it that he was also working on a special golem made out of mithril.
So if we fail a lot, we're going to fight a bunch of golems, and that's not going to be pretty.
Basically, well, I don't do it.
However, on the plus side, that door's not locked.
I was also going to say, on the positive side, you guys would now have free access to a storage room if we succeeded.
Yeah.
Kind of obvious, though, we did it.
I'd rather not do it the hard way, though.
Neither would I, because he made all sorts of weird golems.
Is there like
I remember hearing a rumor that he made, you know, stone golems, flesh golems, you know, the more traditional golems. Then he made one like a crystal golem, and
ooh,
one where he got.
I like to fight that.
Sorry.
I mean, it'd be a lot easier than fighting the other golems.
One where he even got kind of bored and made a cloud golem.
Interesting.
But of course, this is all rumor and hearsay. You know, I was in college at the time.
I'm just saying the crystal golem will be easier than the other ones.
Well, if the cloud golems bring a fan.
That's a win.
Windwall.
So yeah, that's what I've heard.
All right.
Does invisibility
so I'm guessing you're probably gonna have to do some infiltration, but you could always just try and bull rush your way in.
Yeah.
And kill your friends. Nothing personal.
I'd, of course, be mind controlled.
Oh, and by the way, don't bother casting a lot of magic before you get into the college. Kind of a waste of time.
I noticed. I'm just going to make this close.
Yeah.
That's why I use physical. As well as, you know, just the hat for disguises. But yeah, thanks. Thanks for the story. It was very interesting.
Yep. Have fun.
It's a glorious fun. But yeah, there you guys go, and I'm going to finish with the food.
Alright. So, does invisibility work on golems?
If they're a sight-based golem.
And if they're... So there's sight, blind sight, and hearing. The hearing we can take care of, and the sight we can take care of. The blind sense is the issue.
There's a 13
spots
for that.
Yeah, I haven't taken those levels.
Can blind sight detect undead?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It
okay.
detects the presence of something.
Okay.
No. Blind sight and blind sense kind of system goes
there. I thought
there.
It detected life. That's why I was curious.
No,
like,
that's life sense.
Hmm.
Is there a way to gather information on him?
On who?
On the dwarf who made.
Oh, sure. Go ahead and gather information. There's plenty of stories about him.
Like,
I'm not sure which ones are true.
You're not going to be able to find him.
We're not trying to find him. We're just trying to learn.
Actually, I do want to find him.
We're PCs. You can't say we can't
do
something.
Yes, I can. Doesn't mean we won't.
Those was a 26 out of 5.
Alright, so you got 5. Let me roll 5d6 and bleed you some more. Oh, this wasn't too bad of a bleeding. 16 gold, please. Okay. So, you'll get 5 of the rumors.
I'm going to keep going until you run out. So, how many do you got?
10.
So, what district am I in for this?
Gold.
Okay. DC's still 25.
I can assist you at any time.
Let's see if that'll matter. 21.
No.
Yeah, so 3 fails. So I've rolled 10. There. So I rolled 4 times. So 14 for 7 hours. I'm gathering information.
Alright, so let's see. I need
days worth of gathering information. Can you give me that tabletop thing?
So you need 11d6. Wow, that's a lot of gold.
11d6.
11d6.
So, speaking of gold laundry, does my shop generate any sort of revenue?
Yeah. Okay. It generates about 25 gold pieces a week.
Okay, if I spend...
However, yours has no risk of death.
And if
no, correction. Low risk of death. It's in Copper District.
And if I start spending more money improving the quality of my stock, I can make more?
Okay. Like moving to silver? You have to invest to be able to make more.
Yes, I will eventually move to silver. It's just Jessica's rent is cheaper than silver.
20, 30, 40, 3 gold.
That's not that bad. It's only 59 gold overall.
Alright, so now we get to read off a whole bunch of rumors. Where'd you move the recorder?
It's over here. Because you turned on your laptop right next to it.
Oh.
I don't want them to listen to the fan of the laptop.
Why? They listen to loud people screaming.
Blah! Same, I guess.
All one listener that we have.
But Hi, listener!
He emails you every week.
No. He last time he emailed me was in February when I went... When he asked me for some of my variant rules, I'm like, I lost them. I'm sorry. I suck.
I'm sorry, dude.
Jason. Alright.
Just tell him to pick up the Pathfinder book. That is
no, he was talking about my like wild magic generator.
Oh, okay.
Stuff that is purely Andre. I lost it.
Didn't you find it again?
No, that was wild magic zones. That's different.
Ah.
He was talking about wild magic for like the natural ones.
Ah.
Because, like Ryan, he was fascinated with opening portals.
It was fun. I just made my own.
Well, okay.
Really, I just sort of simplified it a lot.
Alright. Alright. First one is that he actually wasn't a dwarf. That he was actually a dragon in disguise. Because no dwarf would ever actually craft a golem.
Okay.
Gross wood.
Second is that he died. He was beaten to death by his own golems. And that his innards were sprayed all over the inside of the vault as they were trying to keep him safe.
His last order was to kill anyone in the room. He could have been in the room at the time.
The third one is that he's actually a god. The god of crafters and artificer.
That feels a bit far-fetched.
Actually, it's not nearly as far-fetched as number 2 was.
Mm-hmm.
What? The dragon thing?
That he's now a god. He could easily be a demigod.
Yes.
That's what I was talking about.
That he's... Fourth rumor is that he actually just went back to Dugrum to deal with some of the internal strife that's happening inside the country.
But if he's a dragon, that's not applicable.
Number 5 is that he was paid by the government to make golems for them. And he's gone into a secret, basically underground area, making golems for them.
So far, 1, 2, and 5 are the ones I'm in question about.
I don't think that one's right, because you don't see golems all over the place.
Yeah.
That's the point. When you use them, they have the element of surprise.
You have assassin golems.
Yeah.
But he would just—he would just need to make a few. Then he wouldn't need to sit there and be have a job with them for a long time.
Number six is that he's kind of gone into hiding because of some bad politics.
Oh, that's not vague.
Number seven is that he's actually. He left the city because he was on the run because the Blood Lotus had a contract on him.
Now that is completely believable.
Number eight is that he's still actually inside the Wizard's College. The professors are just hiding him.
That's also believable.
Yeah.
Number nine he suffered a wild magic and teleported out of existence.
That seems possible too.
Not if he's a dwarf.
Why? Dwarfs have no natural magic resistance in Andre's world.
Actually, all dwarfs have a +2 against all spells and spell-like abilities.
Which isn't
that's
much.
That's in the PHB.
That's not much against wild magic, but I don't believe that one. Anyways, number 10.
10? He moved to Lake Castle.
That is very, very, very believable.
And is there anything else I can do for gathering on him?
No, those were the 10 rumors that I came up with. After that, it gets to the point where it's ludicrous ones where, like, he got a gender change, moved to Horden, and became the Frost Jarl's wife.
Bad. Bad. I grabbed that guy to smack him across the face.
You just made that one up.
No. Go home.
Give me my call back.
He married a Sylvanian elf, and they now have a large group of children somewhere in Alemannia.
Kill that person. Half dwarves, half elves.
Dwarves. But
Dwelfs.
Basically, Dwelfs. Almost all of them. A lot of people do know of him, and a lot of people know he's gone. But it's sort of one of those things where you read it in the news, kind of going, "Oh, wonder what happened to him." 20 years down the road, they'll make a movie about him.
Yep.
Now, how long ago was this?
You know, there's nothing I can do to try to sort
He went missing about 8, 9 years. No, 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
There's nothing I can do to try to sort all that 10 out.
10 years ago. Really. When all the other report people went missing.
Because
it was trendy.
So.
Because the dragon thing is potentially believable. Moving to Lake Castle is believable. Being protected by the professors is believable.
Well, contract by the Blood Lotus is believable.
I will throw this up here right now. I do not want to fight golems, so I propose we avoid the hard way.
Yes, but if we can find him, and if he doesn't care, he might get a secret of being able to walk right by him.
Okay, out of all that information, did anything give you a hint of his location beyond he's in the Mage's College?
He's at Lake Castle.
Lake Castle.
We're past that.
You guys have floated past that at this point.
Yes. So, the rumors are interesting, but they're not particularly helpful in us formulating
because
the plan.
Because they're rumors.
Yes, I'm not upset at all. I understand that those weren't really going to hit it. That's more fluff information, which is just kind
of
cool.
One of the 10 might be true, or like he might be a dragon with a Blood Lotus contract on him.
That's
or he might be a dragon and he moved to Lake Castle. Cause
or he might have had a gender change and became
Charles White.
They're all possible.
This is D&D after all.
It could be a combination of several. Like
he's a dragon who changed his own gender, moved to Horden to escape the Blood Lotus, and is now the Frost Isle's wife.
Yes.
And then they had their love children, and he turned into an elf. They had love children, then they moved to Lake Castle.
Yep. Because Lake Castle is the only place that would accept abominations like that.
Because they need all the help they can get.
And the government tried to hire him for their secret.
But he disappeared because of wild magic.
And then the end disappeared.
Okay. Well, do we all agree that we want to do this at least sneaking in?
Yes.
To fighting through the warehouse.
No, I'd love to fight more
okay.
of what we found last
okay,
time.
Give me a level to actually get some skill points so I can put in a disabled device while he's paced on the floor.
See, there's a couple problems doing it the easy way. First off, getting the keys.
Sneaking.
Of those, I mean, of the two,
sleight
of hand is possible. But sleight of hand against the golem, most of the golems I've seen, you walk close to them and they punch you in the face.
Keep
just
going.
Natural reaction.
What I think.
What's your sleight of hand?
but I don't know. I think it's 10.
And the other problem is, once we get inside, how do we do it and then get out without anyone knowing we're ever there?
Okay, so doing it the hard way is less noticeable then?
The thing is, if we can...
Technically, yes.
Yes, because if we can go through that way and get out, unless somebody goes in and goes, I'm going to look for the chalice, nobody will ever know we've been there. Meanwhile, if we go in and kill all, you know, have to fight the golem right there, they go over and go, why is our golem in dust?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
the golem way is the bad way.
No.
There has to be a way
There's a golem either way.
There has to be a way to disable the golem, steal its key, get inside before it actually does anything.
Wouldn't there be smart mages to actually, like, have, quote-unquote, security cameras within the vault?
No.
That's what scrying is for, and yes, they can find us. That's why we have to do it and make sure that nobody knows we were ever there.
Well,
and if somebody sits and goes, somebody was here,
nobody watches the vault.
I doubt it.
Constantly, no.
Security cameras are also fairly useless for stopping crimes.
Yes.
Well, because there's so much time and nobody comes.
Something happened.
Nobody goes there.
The thing is,
after the fact, is they'll look into it and they might find us that way.
They'll find you afterwards. They won't be able to stop you.
Okay.
That's why I laugh a lot. People are like, we should put cameras all over the place. I'm like, okay. It's your goal here.
It's a deterrent. That's what it is.
It's technically supposed to deter people from committing crimes because they don't think it through like you just did.
But the thing
about mages.
Or anyone who plans to rob someone's house.
Scry. Look in the past. Oh! Billy took it! Oh, that's right, that was Billy's. Oh, okay.
Steven? That's a problem no matter what we do.
Unless we don't get caught.
Yes.
We have to leave no evidence whatsoever.
That's why we have to be careful, because if
can
we do it the hard way.
Can we make a fake replacement? Like Indiana Jones?
We can't. If we do it the hard way and go in through the golems, if we can find some way to get past the golems without having to fight them, likely with somebody knowing we've been there?
Yes, but
very low.
The problem is sneaking past the golems, which I don't think we're capable of.
We can try and learn.
Find this guy.
Evan might
try and learn more about the golems. See what they're capable of doing.
Okay, you work on that. I'll look into procuring a... I don't know. It's a basic spell used to create minor objects or something like that.
Polymorph other objects is what I'm
thinking. No, not polymorph.
Fabrication?
Fabrication and Nistool's magical aura. Plus both of those. So if we do find the chalice, all that we have to do is replace it with a fabricated version and apply Nistool's magic aura to magic.
Nistool's magic aura won't last long
enough.
It's
not permanent. You actually have to make the chalice beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah, the fabricate scroll is a good idea, but...
So we can just make a non-magical copy of the chalice.
1,125.
I do not have that much gold, so...
I do. Barely.
I do too.
You also need to see the chalice to make a forgery.
Yes. That's why we're buying a scroll.
And that's a craft check after that.
Yes,
anybody got a craft?
Chalice.
That's why polymorph is so nice.
It'd have to be something like craft jewel making or something like that.
Well,
something that's applicable, because craft calligraphy is not going to help you.
Dang it!
I have craft with no ranks in it and no craft defined.
Then you don't have craft.
Yes. I have profession merchant.
I have profession spy.
My profession's more useful than your profession.
Nuh-uh. I make more money, bitch.
Yes, but you also have no way of making more money via your own input.
What are you talking about?
You can't, you know...
You're a parasite, Ryan.
Basically... The more he invests, the more he makes. You get a flat salary.
Yes.
Technically, I could go and try and find out dirt on people and try and sell it.
That's black market. That's blackmail. That's slightly different.
Yeah. Yes.
Which, if you do that, the thieves guild will love you.
But I think that's more...
Yes, that's actually what the guildmaster started yelling at people for.
Because they're not doing it.
You guys haven't been doing your damn job.
Hey, we've been doing our job and other people's jobs.
No.
Yes.
You've been doing our job and other people's jobs.
Yes, we've been doing our job. I've been doing other people's jobs.
I recruited...
I'm trying to distance myself as far from the Thieves Guild as I can while still being a member.
As far as you could would be going to the Blood Lotus. That would be the exact opposite.
While still being a member.
You can still be a member.
No.
You can be a Blood Lotus and Thieves.
Yes, you can.
I suppose you could.
So, we can go and research on the golems, see what we can do to get past them.
Mm-hmm.
They can work on trying to figure out how to get those freaking keys and then get past a golem anyways.
Mm-hmm. Because we're going to have to deal with at least one golem either way.
And then making it so that way nobody knew we were there. Because it's 3,000 gold for a scroll of polymorph feather.
Probably more random.
Specifically about this golem.
If anything, we might be in luck hiding in our tracks because most of the high level wizards have left.
Yes, you have to do it in the
not anymore
college area.
A lot of them.
That's the only people who are about it.
The people under them.
You will definitely want to take -5 to make sure that no one knows you're asking.
The professors.
So it will be DC 30.
And you want to disguise yourself?
The dean and whatnot are probably still there.
I have plus 15, so
yes, but a lot
that's
of
only a 20 that I need.
The higher ups.
Well, it's a DC 30 as opposed to DC 25.
Also, we need to leave no personal traces because that can.
So you need to roll a 20.
That's what I just
all
said.
All we need is.
Well, make your will what save. Is this? Gather information?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. I will assist. All I need is one. Even though I don't have anything in it.
Okay, so
I have a plus 0.
So I need to roll an 18 if you assist.
Alright. I don't assist.
Everyone, wait, tell me your code name.
I have a plus 0.
Oh. Man, you're ugly.
I'm sorry.
She's indeed an ugly half-wife. They get charisma bonuses.
Yeah, and I have a minusing an ear, too.
Well, I do technically have a false name now, but that's my reputable name.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I natural 20. Then.
All right.
We don't want to call ourselves no.
Natural 1.
You realize, Steven, if you call me out,
that's
that automatically bad. Makes you suspicious, too, because you're a known associate of mine.
That costs you 6 gold.
Alright, let's try again.
Where's the pencil?
Legitimate.
That was all it was?
Yes, Steven, you honestly... Oh,
I know. I'm not going to do that. I'm not stupid. Come on.
I assist.
Alright.
So now you have to get an 18 or higher.
What is he doing?
He's asking about the golem at the college.
Why does he have to get an 18? Because he's taking a -5 to avoid people... realizing who's asking the question.
And why they shouldn't be suspicious.
Even, I take the -5 too, right?
Nope.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're just assisting.
Alright.
You're unimportant. You're basically standing back there going like, hey.
No.
Hey.
That's 5 more gold.
Hey. Listen.
I assist.
Man, you keep rolling 18s.
There's another 5 gold, so you're up to 16 so far.
Okay. Hey. Listen.
It's not what your kids are learning about.
I already marked off the first 6, so that's 10. Where
is the college the only good place...
That's
actually
study up on
them. Just don't bother rolling unless I
put them in.
Alright, so hold on. How many have you rolled so far?
That's 3.
4.
Gosh!
I can't roll above 10. A 10 even.
16.
Gosh.
Which is 20?
2, 3, 2.
Ryan,
right, how many hours are you doing?
24 gold, you're asleep at this point.
Yeah, but say, how many hours are you doing this?
I don't sleep, so.
Yeah, but other people do. You can knock on their house and ask them what they
There's plenty of nightlife around.
Because he just used up about 10 hours worth of asking around. And apparently no one's suspicious yet.
Even though I keep rolling, like, crap.
No, basically you're rolling crap, so you can't find anyone willing to...
You're rolling crap because you're trying to be non-suspicious. So you're just dropping innuendos and nobody's catching on.
They're like, what?
What?
The what? A big
bakery?
Man?
Yeah, there's a bakery right down the street. Scones? Yeah, they sell scones.
He's a really big guy? Well, yeah, he's kind of big. I mean, he's a baker.
I mean, he's got to enjoy his own food. I mean...
How much was that on?
That was 24 like gold.
Yeah. 24.
Okay. So would they let me in the college to study or no? Do you have to be a student there?
You kind of have to be a student or a friend of a student.
I know a professor. I'm not going to say friend.
I grab one random mage student on the street. Here's 5 gold to be her friend, our friend, so we can get in research golems.
Give me diplomacy.
A 20.
Alright, sure.
I have a plus 6 diplomacy now.
You
it's
do?
Not like it's much skin off his back.
Really?
How much? What's your diplomacy?
There, we're now in the... We're not in there.
Charisma of 10.
Okay.
Charisma of 10, 4 ranked.
What is it? Search?
2
find it
synergy bonus because I have
research
5 ranked or more.
Research? It'll basically provide a plus 2 on the appropriate knowledge check.
Because I know what they
can
want.
Can I assist with research?
Yes.
I assist.
12.
Golems are big. Golems are pretty.
I'm looking through the books going... You can't ask the book a question. I can't. I'm sorry, this is...
No, little do they realize they're sitting in the children's section.
This is a stone golem. He is made out of stone.
Sea golem. Sea golem run.
No wonder.
See golem smash. Before. See children cry. Is this the kids section?
This is New Hope.
And it's the Legion's College.
You guys don't like me either.
You can't roll for us to spend gold on gathering information from books.
You guys get 5 paper cuts.
Ow! 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 Tana, DR, come here.
What's the DC? What?
I feel like someone's asking.
What are you? What are you looking for golems
right now?
It's like just
yeah.
How do you pass
the details? What abilities they have?
You're gonna need about 20 to get common details and 25 to get uncommon details.
I'm just looking at how you might disable them, how you pass them without them identifying you.
That's gonna be a 30.
What? I can't get a 30.
What is it?
Knowledge Arcana.
Oh.
I go to the librarian.
Let's see, let me...
Alec, we're trying to break into somewhere that nobody's tried to break into for quite a while. Or successfully has broken into.
We could look around for people who've tried to break into the vault and see what they
can say. They don't exist anymore.
That's not true.
Well, I was going to say, let's try and find some.
Depends what I'm...
Oh, no, even with their assist, I'll be one off.
But you're a torpedo, Arcana.
Yes.
So that's a 20.
Okay.
Yes, it's a 20. I get,
okay,
I get
so
the
you,
20. I was
the librarian is sitting there, and perhaps the finest silken and velvet robes you have seen. He's got his hair combed back. He's got the stylish glasses. He's got opulent jewelry. He's clean and perfumed.
I got a 31 on set. Well, actually, higher than that on sense. Is he gay?
No, he's just overly dressed.
Okay.
Alex just...
Jew?
Yes. Me and my friend are doing some research on golems.
You'll want to look in the G section.
Yes, we're there. Unfortunately, this is not our line of profession, so I thought I'd seek a professional's opinion.
Well, I have some basic knowledge of golems.
Oh, maybe you can help. How is it that golems are controlled?
Each golem is crafted based on a individual designer's note. Some prefer control rods, some prefer remaining to simple commands. Some, particularly the crazy ones, don't allow them to be commanded, just let them run wild.
So, if they have a control button, or rod, or whatever...
You.
And it's lost.
Then you would probably have to find the crafter. Or you would have to disable it manually.
How do you disable it manually?
With a hammer.
Oh, what kind of disable it?
And some mercenaries.
I heard of a golem crafter.
Particularly ones that don't ask for...
The one who crafted golems for the college.
Ah, yes. My good friend, he is no longer among us.
Did you know him personally?
No, he was my good friend, but I didn't know him personally.
Hey, a lot of people who have lived a long time refer to everyone as good friends.
I'm not that old. I'm 34.
You're in the mages column. Quite frankly, in my opinion, time passes differently here.
Do I have gray hairs somewhere?
So you knew
I am getting old.
It happens.
Sitting behind this desk. Oh, it's terrible.
I snuck in a drink if you would like one. Make you feel young again.
Give me a blood check.
What are you going to give him?
A drink of booze. Got 21.
No, no. I'm not going to be an old drunkard.
But what do you know about that?
Excuse me, I need to go to the bathroom and see to my makeup. He gets up and kind of leaves.
Well, after 4 checks, I got a 26 on gather information.
Okay, you need to make
gathering
it.
About... What was it?
You need 2 more.
Somebody who's tried to break in before?
Yes, finding someone who had tried.
Oh, you just need 2 more.
Okay. Need to roll a 10 or higher together.
Okay, hold on. Let me ding you for money. Here's 26 so far.
Okay, and then 2 more.
Ding! Oh, sorry. 16 plus 7 is 23.
Are there any cute mages in the library right now?
Cute?
before.
No.
Not
right. Not during the day. They do all their research at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Are there female mages who find Steven attractive?
No, it's not me I'm worried about. I'm trying to have some woman hit on the librarian. She's if you're young.
You realize if they find you attractive, they might be more willing to assist you.
So you got 3 successes?
Yes.
Of course, the guildmaster is, of course, known for his acts of larceny. He has broken into the vault several times. Occasionally he leaves something instead of taking something.
Breaks in, leaves it up. Hey guys, I didn't take anything. Just wanted to say hi. How are you?
I don't expect him to give us any assistance, considering he gave us this.
You know, you could always ask him.
Yeah, I guess.
Blood Eyes also managed to successfully break in there once. And an unknown thief. One who managed to break in, and he stole a powerful sword that used to belong to a blackguard that contained the blackguard's essence. The sword was missing. No one ever found out who it was.
Hmm.
They haven't found the sword since.
I cover my sword.
Vool's a mage.
Yeah.
No, he never bothered.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Seemed like the type of thing that he would be, like, prone to doing.
No.
He likes killing.
I guess.
Besides, Wool is also just the lieutenant. He's not the captain of that area.
Well.
We should talk to the guildmaster in Blood Eyes.
I'll go talk to Blood Eyes.
Well, I'll go with you since nobody really understands.
What?
Having a bad day.
The guildmaster's back.
Okay. Speaking of that. I heard you once broke into the mage's vault.
Yes.
You are attractive.
You fancy a drink?
No, I'm not in the mood. I take it you're here for help on your homework.
What, did he give you something too?
He assigned all of us back to work. Double the normal amount. I'm blackmailing 12 senators right now. You know how hard it is to blackmail 12 senators and make sure they don't gang up on you?
You have to make sure that they don't know that it's the same person.
Yeah, 12 different identities. Trust me, it's annoying to keep up. Especially when you start referring to yourself in the third person.
This is what I do for a living.
Yeah, I walked in through the warehouse. It's full of golems.
If he has ring or not, it doesn't matter.
All you really have to do is be really, 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 really good at sneaking.
Oh.
Crap.
Bag of holding?
No, not
now. Mind you, this was about
we cleaned the bag of holding outside the
15 years ago or so.
Oh yeah, I don't have to go in.
Apparently, there's a bunch of golems in there now.
Well, yeah, there were a bunch of golems there then.
These golems are told to kill anyone that enters the room or something.
Right, mine were ordered to detain people.
Yeah, that's slightly less dangerous.
Be good at sneaking, and don't get caught. Try being invisible? I don't know.
We found several things that can see through invisibility, or don't require sight to see.
Fly? While invisible?
Blind sight would still see it, though.
It's an awful lot of spells just to...
You're breaking through a fucking mage's college. You came here asking me.
I suppose.
What does the fly do to blind sight?
Nothing.
It would stop tremor sense.
Oh, okay.
It would stop blind sense or blind sight. It would stop tremor.
I don't know anything about those.
Hire a horde thief.
A horde thief?
Yeah,
a troll.
They steal from dragons.
They steal from dragons. Okay. They get past all that blind sense stuff.
Interesting.
Of course, I'd make sure that he doesn't steal what you're looking for. Well, of course, you know, you probably won't find one here in the city. They usually tend to be adventurers. You know, stealing from dragons isn't necessarily the most sane ways to make a living.
There's apparently
although you only have to do it once or twice to be made for the rest of your life.
There is a dragon here in the city.
Really?
Yeah, didn't you know?
Is there?
It's a vengeance thing. some kind of god of vengeance.
That's a demigod.
Oh, the half-dragon cult?
It's still a dragon.
They're half-dragons. They're not real dragons.
No, no. They're led by a dragon or something.
They're led by a demigod, Ryan.
Yes, and it's a dragon.
And it's not necessary. That doesn't look like it's in the city. Radaborn is not in the city.
Yes, he is. He flies around it with his little dragon
I'll
friends.
Take a number two. You make it large. Got a divine metabolism here.
Who's running? Yay.
Don't
okay.
I need the last two guys.
So
don't have to go through the whole thing to get the
I
last
hear
two.
That the Shilwintesses.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell you guys are amalgamating your last name into. We're gonna Chiltez. We're gonna go attempt to find the guild master.
I walk around with an open bottle of booze and say, Luke, the guild master comes out, huh?
After about an hour, give me a gather information check.
Can't I
don't exist.
Can't I just search the whole city?
I take 20 on searching the city.
Actually, Ryan, yes, you can. Because you're dead. However, you're going to need
that's
a new
20,
character now.
21.
20? You don't find out where he is, but he finds out where you are.
You ask we're around, he, you ask the lady to turn around.
Okay. Bye.
What do you want, Ricky Martin?
What? Who's nothing. That?
Don't worry about it. What?
So, did you give us this task because you had done it before and knew how hard it was?
Are you whining about your assignment?
No. I'm asking you for pointers.
Don't get caught.
We know there's golems and crap.
Yeah?
How do you get past those?
You sneak.
Yeah, but I'm the only one who's even, like, kind of good at sneaking.
Actually,
there's no way we're going to get that
it's
one
those around. Two that suck at it.
There's no way we're going to get this one past those schools.
Then leave it at home?
Yes.
Then he doesn't learn anything.
Wah? You are whining about your assignment now.
He
shut the fuck up and do your job. I am not your nanny.
Alright,
sure. Although I'm starting to think I am with the way that the Thieves Guild has been acting recently.
Wow.
How would you know how they were acting recently? You haven't been here.
Gather information.
I distance myself from him.
God. I swear. There's going to be some reorganization.
He stands. He gets everyone at two long tables, and he sits on top of the big fluffy chair. Blood eyes.
You're fired.
You're fired. Except for the button actually kicks him off the island with three ballista bolts in his face.
At least Blood he's eyes. Not a lieutenant.
Blood eyes, we have voted you off the island.
Kick.
Thieves Guild survivor.
Hey, we had that when the gods were smiting the earth.
I'm sure you'll be able to find a way to break in. Let me rephrase this in a morale-boosting type of way. I'm confident that my agents in Tier 4...
I'm already walking away.
Well, I have one question, though. Does he know what I'm saying? With
yeah?
Okay.
Dude, comprehend language. Permanency. Look into it.
Actually,
doesn't
yes.
Doesn't work that way.
It works for him.
No, technically it doesn't.
It okay, signs. Is it true that if you bring a bag of holding into the vault, does it explode?
That vault?
Yeah.
Yeah? It was funny watching him. I tested it on a Moog. Dumbass.
Alright, we won't do that then.
Kay has a special assignment.
Well, I met the 20 DC. I was one off from the 25, but...
Okay. You'll find out some of the common things about golems.
Okay.
Like, the majority of them are immune to most magic. They have... They're relatively tough. Most of them have some form of DR. All of them have slam attacks.
Most of the crudely made ones, some of the lower level stuff like flesh golems, have a tendency to go berserk.
Okay.
Well, they can rip them each other though, right?
Yeah.
So they're not necessarily any faster, but all of the golems also have a special ability that makes them unique from all the others.
Kind of like how the electricity stowed fire pasted the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, Dick has now assigned me to go flirt with the librarian. To get information on the war.
After a little while, he comes back and he's like,
"Oh, hello there, young man."
Yes, how can I help you?
Sorry for the rude thing, but a friend of mine said that you knew information on golems that we're trying to research.
Well, as I said, I only know a little bit. I'm just a librarian. I can point you to the section. It's G.
Yes, I've already looked through most of the books.
It's after Gith Yankee, but, you know, before you hit H.
So essentially the library so has a really big monster manual.
They don't know anything about Gith Zerai?
Yes, I think some of the books were out of place, too.
It won't surprise me. Students, after all.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information. Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.